earth, sky.
So what we are doing here is a concept of a one-stop shop. Women come to us for the loan. We take the opportunity to reach out to them and give them health services and education.
You're listening to physician Gabriela Salvador, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Salvador is Director of Health and Human Development for ProMujer, which serves more than 220,000 women in Argentina, Bolivia, Mexico, Nicaragua, and Peru. Whole Planet Foundation, part of Whole Foods Market, works with ProMujer in 5 countries. Whole Planet's mission is to alleviate poverty through microcredit in the countries where Whole Foods Market products originate. Whole Planet works in partnerships with organizations that offer microcredit loans for entrepreneurship to enable impoverished women in developing countries to have the chance to create or expand a home-based business to lift themselves and their families out of poverty. In 2010, ProMujer started an innovative pilot program in Nicaragua that combines small loans with essential primary health services like screenings, trainings, and access to doctors. Dr. Salvador spoke more about it with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Salvador, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Tell us about primary care health services in Latin America.
In the case of public health in Latin America, primary care services, which basically make up for the majority of healthcare services that you get before going to a specialist, have improved significantly in the last decades, particularly in areas such as maternal and child health. On the other hand, there are still no solutions to address the increasingly growing problem of chronic diseases such as diabetes and high blood pressure. So why is this? Because the region in general is witnessing a massive migration of people from rural areas to the city. This trend has resulted in higher percentages of population leading a more sedentary lifestyle, with, let's say, greater consumption of fast food or limited or no physical activities. So the rates of obesity are shockingly high, especially in the poor segments.
Tell us about some of the things that ProMujer is doing to address some of these problems.
For example, in the case of Nicaragua, we are conducting a pilot. It's really a health initiative that is a concerted effort with Link Foundation and Global Partnerships and PATH to adjust and improve our health models in order to comply with 4 key criteria, which are respond to what the women need, what they are demanding, have a health impact, run the services in a sustainable way, and make the operations viable. So the health initiative is focused on training, access to a family doctor, and early detection through screening of conditions such as hypertension, diabetes, obesity, breast and cervical cancer, and also we do blood tests and urine tests.
This new health pilot program, it's recently completed its first year. How's it going so far?
Actually, the health model is going very well. It is an initiative really full of success stories and also lessons learned. So let's say from the challenges perspective, we need clients to be willing to pay for the cost of the service. So ProMujer has learned that preventive services can really be sold after intensive awareness campaigns. So that said, preventive medicine only has a short-term commercial appeal. So people are willing to pay for this once or twice, and then the novelty wears off. So it is vital to constantly improve the value of the package and the service offering and surpass clients' expectations. So combining preventive services, let's say an early diagnosis, with other services for which there is high demand, such as dental services. And another thing is that payment mechanisms are also key. So moving away from a la carte type of payment system, which is a fee-for-service, to a system of a monthly flat fee of around $2. Let's say when you have to pay every time you get a health service, then the incentive is only to pay when there's something wrong with you. And that moves you really away from preventive services. So changing the payment system to a monthly modest fee allows you to use the services basically free at point of care. So whenever you need them, you don't have to pay for them. It's already paid for. And clients really, really appreciate and like that. With respect to what are the success stories, the new model has shown us that if at the time that clients come to us for a loan, we raise awareness about health issues and provide convenient and affordable health services to address them, then the response is overwhelmingly favorable. So very low-income women care very much about their health. It is just that there are so many competing priorities, just as their very small business, their families, children, school, that devoting time for themselves and well-being is a luxury. So if they can have an annual checkup while paying their loans as a one-stop shop, they really welcome the opportunity. We've also been able to raise awareness about critical issues among our clients. As an example, the obesity and overweight rates are really, really high, and they are higher than 65%. They are so high that being overweight is now the new normal. Many of our clients that are overweight were surprised by the result of the screening because they were completely unaware of their weight problem. Our screening tests, together with the health training sessions, have shown our clients the value of making an effort to control the diet, or let's say decrease the consumption of soft drinks and begin to exercise more regularly. So the surveys show that women understand now which are the preventable health risk factors for chronic conditions and also the consequences of not detecting chronic diseases or cancer early.
You've been listening to Dr. Gabriela Salvador, Director of Health and Human Development for ProMujer, which is working in partnership with Whole Planet Foundation, part of Whole Foods Market. Whole Planet Foundation's mission is to create economic partnerships with people in developing world communities that supply Whole Foods stores. They say their goal is to unleash the energy and creativity of every human being they work with in order to help create wealth and prosperity in emerging economies. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science. We're at earthsky.org.